Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 30th. The grains closed sharply higher here today with July corn limit up 673 and a quarter. That's a new contract high and high close. A new contract high close in the July contract. The May corn was up 38 cents with not the expanded limits from the exchange, but the expanded limits because we're in a delivery month situation. So May corn was up 38 cents at 740. Those are new contract highs, took out the double top. New contract high close. Very strong. July wheat up 5¾ cents, 734¾. July beans up 32 cents, 1534¼. July oil up the limit. May oil was up 247 after being down 5 cents off of yesterday's highs. This volatility is extreme. How this oil market comes back with India suffering huge human losses out here. Demand has got to be crumbling for soy oil, for veg oils, palm oil. Palm oil production is increasing. So what is happening in the oil market is frankly beyond me. We had heavy deliveries on the oil, 629. So I'm shocked that the oil was able to come back. May oil rallied 3 cents off its lows, and the July rallied 3 cents off of its lows. And that was really the strength in the bean market here today. The corn, why is the corn so strong? No deliveries. Certainly, the crude oil down 143. You would have thought we could have seen some pressure. The dollar's up 64 ticks. But someone wanted the corn here today. No question about it. Things in Brazil are certainly not good, but things in the U.S. I think are pretty darn good. We're going to be 80 degrees tomorrow and Sunday in Chicago. Sunny weather, very little rain. We get to the middle of the week, we get some good showers, then dry again. It's going to be a little on the cool side up here in the 60s, but not bad. So, you know, I think we've got some pretty good conditions out here. Why May corn is sitting here at 740. It's frankly beyond me. But it is what it is, and you know, maybe this is a one-day head fake. But we have expanded limits on Sunday night, 40 cents in corn, a dollar in the beans. So, you know, there's no telling what the funds are going to do with that. But if there's anything bearish out there, you know, these markets are so overprimed that, you know, you've got to think we're just ripe for a sell-off. I really thought after yesterday's action in the bean oil and the corn and the beans that we had pretty much seen the highs, but then we come right back here today. We did sell some more corn, wheat, and beans. We sold 10% more corn, wheat, and beans of our guaranteed new crop bushels. So that's 7 or 8% more of our new crop bushels. Nothing wrong with rewarding these markets at these prices. So, and we bought back call options to keep the upside open. So that's the only way we know how to play this game and not, you know, get killed out here. I can't imagine the margin calls people have had who sold calls to pay for puts. You know, it's got to be devastating out here. Or guys that sold futures and, you know, they're looking at huge, huge losses in these positions. Do they cover them, take the loss? I don't know. Something will end this market and we'll end it in a dramatic fashion, but we certainly haven't seen it yet. So maybe it's Sunday night, Monday, we'll have to see, but I think crop ratings are going to be pretty strong on Monday. We'll see what the commitment of traders says at 3 o'clock, but you know, I'm really surprised by today's action, so we'll just have to kind of regroup and see what the news is tonight and on Sunday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.